It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for John Moe. It's time to reach way back into the recesses of your pop culture memory. You might find a little social media company called MySpace hiding there. It used to be the king of social media. Then it kind of faded away. Many of us thought it was dead. Turns out it wasn't. As Miracle Max once said,
"Well, it just so happens that your friend here is only mostly dead."
In fact, MySpace is showing signs of life. It released a new music player in December, and since then, a million new users have signed up. Josh Bernoff is a senior analyst with Forrester Research and author of the book Groundswell.
MySpace is not a social networking site any longer, and people shouldn't think of it that way.
So MySpace isn't dead, but it's definitely different.
Well, I think it's a place that you'll go to find out what the latest, most popular music is, to see movie trailers. It's pretty much the kind of thing that people do when they go to a site like Hulu or YouTube or Pandora.
MySpace has a library of 42 million songs, much bigger than rival Spotify and Rhapsody. The company is also creating MySpace TV. William Ward is a professor of social media at the Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University.
People are used to sort of tweeting while watching the Super Bowl most recently, or, you know, watching American Idol or The Voice. That has to be at a certain time. That's kind of like destination television. If you have the ability for video on demand, you and I could schedule a time to, let's say, watch a movie together, and we could talk about it and maybe invite in a few groups of our friends. So I think that video on demand is kind of a newer area that people haven't really captured yet.
Ward says the site also has a new look that could help attract users.
They've really kind of redesigned the space. It's much more simple and elegant looking. So that's one thing, is not have it cluttered of trying to be all things to all people.
MySpace was snapped up by media giant News Corp in 2005 for $500 million. Then Facebook ate its lunch. But the new MySpace isn't bitter. In fact, it's counting on Facebook, says Forrester's Josh Bernoff.
I'm looking at the stats from Alexa, a company that tracks traffic, and 13% of the traffic to MySpace is coming from Facebook. The reason for this is that it's very easy now on MySpace to tell people what you're watching and listening to. Of course, you tell them that through your Facebook account, and then someone else on Facebook sees that and says, "Oh, let me come over there and look at it." So we're now in a situation where Facebook has actually become a traffic driver to MySpace as people go and try and look at these music videos and listen to the music that's available there.
Another point in MySpace's favor, one of its new owners is Justin Timberlake. If anyone can make MySpace cool again, it's Hollywood's favorite hipster. Now, a postmodern version of Shooting the Messenger. One very frustrated father has become a YouTube sensation after firing a gun at his daughter's laptop. She apparently wrote a pretty profane post on her Facebook page about how much she hates chores. Go figure. Her dad saw the post and...
"That right there is your laptop. This right here is my 45.
Getting firearms involved is not so common. But the problem is, how should parents handle their kids' relationship with technology? Dr. Pamela Rutledge directs the Media Psychology Research Center at Fielding Graduate University.
What we need to do is say, okay, how do I deal with this just like I dealt with the telephone or just like I dealt with the car? Because it's just another tool that the kid is using to reach out, connect with their peers, posture.
Rutledge says parents need to understand and use the technology their kids do, which means getting a Facebook profile, a Twitter account, and, of course, the old standby, a real-life conversation. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.